Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I clearly said my piece to start the show about just because people want yesterday to be about Deshaun Watson doesn't make it true. And my biggest problem is if you say that Deshaun didn't play well enough and that's why you lost, or if you go to the fact they haven't scored multiple offensive touchdowns in a game, if we keep going to that, I think you're letting a lot of people off the hook.
I don't know that anyone's... Yes, there's a lot of people to blame here is the point, right? That's kind of what we're getting at. There's a lot of people to blame. I do think, though, as much as I want to sit here and tell you that Deshaun was the greatest thing since sliced bread yesterday, the fact that you went seven drives without scoring any sort of offensive points, and this is now the second straight game we've done that, where you started off with a great drive out of the gate, and you score, and you do things, and then you go seven drives in between without scoring anything. At some point we do have to expect Deshaun to go ahead and put points on the board, do we not?
We do, but remember, Stefanski doesn't attempt the 58-yard field goal, so that'd
drive. By the way, I've not had an opportunity to hammer him for, but at some point, either today or at some point this week, want to hammer him for it. That was incredibly dumb, in my opinion.
I don't know anybody who's going to defend him on that. But, so you had the 3 points at the end of the first half and the Amari touchdown. And again, I'm not trying to polish something that isn't, but to the point of seven drives, if two of those drives end up in points, we look at this just a little differently, especially because you win the damn game.
Well, a 58-yard field goal is not a 32-yard field goal, too. Let's not rewrite how this goes down. A 58-yarder is still, that's a career-long.
No, I thought it was a career. I thought it'd be tying the career long, although I understand your point.
That's not a chip shot, though. So I don't know that we can just say he automatically gets that one. And with the Amari one, if you want to rewrite it that way, today's not the day that I'm going to go ahead and redo that. So he didn't score on 6 of the 7? Is that how you want to play this?
No, I mean, I think he got you in scoring position on 2 more drives, and you just didn't get it done.
I think more importantly, I think we both agreed earlier in the show, 50-yard line before the Jerome Ford big-time run, neither one of us thought that he was going to go down the field and score. And then I do think we have to judge Deshaun based off of what happens on that 4th and 3. You're paid the money you're paid to be the guy that gets it done in that 4th and 3 play, are you not?
Yeah, but I see, again, when we're putting it on the offense isn't the one that should be winning the game right now. The defense should be winning your game. The defense should be playing in-season, mid-season performance, because offense is down around the NFL, and they're without Devontae Adams. So I don't understand looking at Deshaun thing. Did Deshaun play well enough to win?
Yeah, I think he played well enough to win.
That, to me, right now, that's...
Which is not some big hurdle, by the way.
And that,
it's the Raiders. It's the second worst team on your schedule. They're not good.
But see, why do we do that with every performance, and then when the defense completely craps the bed, we explain it away?
We can put it on the defense. I'm happy putting it on the defense as well. The best point you made earlier today was the idea that the defense is further away than what we thought the offense was as far as for being further away.
So then, for you, how do you classify how Deshaun played? Because, again, I agree with you. I would say fine, or whatever's one half step above fine.
My problem here is I got a little annoyed with a couple things, right? I can acknowledge that Deshaun played nice. I like the Deshaun game. But I can also get annoyed that Quincy Avery is doing some weird victory laps after the game is done, trying to suggest that he just threw for 350 yards and 3 touchdowns. I think we have we have taken our expectations and we've watched so much Deshaun football, and now we watch so much bad football that we've moved the idea of what good football actually is. We're like, oh, you had one great pass down the sideline, and then we completely erased the time where he had zero idea where Amari Cooper was going on a route, and we just don't bring that type of thing up. Like, we just completely erase. You know how many players are making the type of throws that we're trying to give a bunch of credit to for Deshaun for making?
Yeah,
so many guys are making these throws.
See, I think we're doing the thing again. Are you back to, is he a $230 million player or not?
No, we readjusted our expectations. No, we need to readjust our expectations, and okay. I agree with that. But 176 yards, an interception, one touchdown. I know the box score didn't tell the greatest story ever, but we can't sit here and say when he doesn't get the job done in 4th-and-3 that he was otherworldly. We just say he was fine.
I don't think anybody's saying he's otherworldly. I think the problem is when you compliment Deshaun, it becomes, oh, you think he's above reproach, or you think no. He was not. He still is not where he needs to be. I am all for that. But I don't think he's even in the top four of blame for yesterday's game.
I agree with that.
Unless you want to throw the leadership component in, which I'll be honest with you, if Quincy Avery was on my dime, Quincy Avery would be shutting the hell up right now.
Wow, nothing gets that man to shut up.
Well, I mean, Deshaun should. That is your meal ticket, and you're making your meal ticket look bad on social media, and maybe Deshaun likes it that way.
It's every game with this guy.
Well, but maybe Deshaun likes it that way. We said, you adequately said that Deshaun took ownership of, I got to play better in this game because he knows he played well.
Right.
It's not an opinion that I have, but it's one that I look at and go, that's a probable thing given how defensive he's been when he hasn't played well enough. At the same point, so I'm giving credence to the idea that maybe he likes that Quincy's out there fighting that war for him. It's not winning anything. You're not winning anything. Let the play do the talking, because the play was good enough on Sunday that you don't need some mouthpiece. And again, I'm not trying to disrespect Quincy. It doesn't look good on Quincy as a professional quarterback coach to be on social media doing this either.
Yeah, there's a lot that has been not directly tied to Deshaun Watson that's just kind of not gone his way.
Leroy Bickerstaff.
Yep. Hey!
Are we going Leroy or are we going Leroy?
I was going Leroy. I went Leroy.
I kind of like Leroy.
I went Leroy Jenkins on it is what I did.
Okay. Either one works for me, by the way. That's a boss-ass name either
okay,
way.
Good. Yeah, okay.
But whether it was that or honestly, and I like Elijah more. Elijah, please tell Pops to cut it off. If none of this is working, and you finally have a performance that I think you can stand a leg on and say, man, I did just about everything I could to win that game other than like screaming at Nick Harris to not hold. And so I agree with you on the big picture. But that to me is like, this is where I'm kind of parsing out. Deshaun's leadership, I saw something I liked yesterday, which is the Duan Jones thing. And I liked that after he just screamed at Duan Jones on the field, he went back on the sidelines and was behind him, kind of coaching him up. And I think that's leadership. I think I lost my temper in the moment making a good point, but now I'm going to come back and tell you I love you. So even that was more leadership than I saw just about anybody else from the Browns. Even if you and I both agree, all right, we're still three steps away from being the $230 million man.
Yeah, and I think what yesterday offered up was, if you want to hate Deshaun, you can hate on him for not completing the 4th-and-3. And if you want to like Deshaun, then you can go ahead and say that was the best game I think we've seen him play in a long time in a Browns uniform. Like, that looked really solid. And if you watch the game, he looked really solid. He looked confident. He looked like he knew where he was going with the football way more times than he didn't. And so I think there's a lot of growth there for sure. But the part I hate is that it feels like he was awesome or he wasn't.
Yeah,
and it just seems like what people settle in on. And yesterday just wasn't that game. It was just somewhere in between.
So the thing that I have tried to not lose my mind over is just the idea of the extremes.
Because, that's where I think a lot of people are playing right now.
But I just, because I think to try and be as fair as I can to the Browns, and they might not think I'm being fair today. Believe me, I've held back a little bit. To be fair to the Browns, to be fair to Deshaun, to be fair to Browns fans, I think you can say he looked fine. I think, I'll be honest with you, I have a hard time assigning problems on the fourth down because of where the pressure was coming from. Because of the pressure, that's why he rolled out to his non-throwing side.
Yeah.
He was, if he was going to go anyway, he was supposed to go the other way. They cut him off because of where Christian Wilkins and Snowden were coming from. So, like, I'm totally empathetic of, yeah, if he just threw the thing the first second he got, which was immediately, maybe there's a completion to be made there. I don't think he had the choice. Like, I think that is something where the bad pass pro impacts the quarterback and takes the play out of his hand in a way that I don't know you can hammer that guy. You want to go back a couple weeks.
There was a lot of time in that play, though.
Yeah, I don't think he had as much play as, like, the second that he had to turn his shoulders and he had to move to the non-dominant side.
The second he turned, he was cooked, but yeah. I think he had time before that. He just had to be more decisive about it.
How much time? I'll say it was a half second.
It was enough time.
Half second?
It was enough time. I think the bigger point here, though, Nick, is the idea that for the first time this season, I think a lot of Browns fans woke up to the idea that this is more than a Deshaun Watson problem.
I hope you're right. I think it's going to take more than that, though. I hope, because you and I have both been, I think, fair.
More than fair.
More than fair to Deshaun, and trying to be down the middle. I think you and I are seen as one side here. I actually think we're kind of down the middle. But I'll be honest with you, that's not the game that gets you. And I'll be honest, even if you complete the pass to Amari, even if you do complete that pass, I still don't think it does. Because I think people will explain it away. I think for people to get on board with Deshaun that are not on Deshaun now, one, not everyone's going to do it. Two, I think you need the unexcusable game. Inexcusable.
Let me ask you this. What do you think the reaction is today? If Deshaun Watson does complete that pass, you do win by a field goal, is what the end result would be. What's the reaction today from the fans?
Good enough to win, but not going to be good enough going forward. Because of Deshaun.
Okay.
I think they'll say, well, sure, on the last seven drives, you scored one of seven times. What about the other six times? That's the Raiders, no Max Crosby.
The real conversation probably today would be, why is it that you score out of the gate every single game and then nothing else happens?
Yeah. Miranda, welcome to the show. Thank you for waiting patiently.
Oh, my pleasure. How are you guys?
Doing very well. Thank you for giving us a call. What you got?
I listen to you guys all the time, and I'm, like, beyond frustrated. My background is hospice, and I'm in the grocery store. If you hear my card, I'll stop it.
No worries. What you getting?
So I was sitting on my grandpa's shoulder since the 95 Browns game.
Mm-hmm.
So I've known football my whole life, okay? And there is a problem, and then there's symptoms to a problem in my job, okay?
Mm-hmm.
There's one problem. Can you guys guess what that is? Deshaun Watson, you guys, can you imagine playing 3 years behind this guy that doesn't perform, working your ass off, like, the whole entire time, like, sweat and tears and blood, and that guy does nothing? Like, can you imagine that? Like, as a leader of my team, I can't imagine that. And that's my life. Okay, and you guys, like, I don't know who wants to say, like they're always defending him and, like, everything. Like, he's our problem. Like, that's the bottom line. He's our problem. It's not our coaches. It's not our defense. It's not.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Amari Cooper all of a sudden can't catch balls. No, it's like maybe they don't freaking want to do that anymore.
Miranda,
maybe
one.
They can't do that anymore.
I really do. As somebody whose life has been helped quite a bit by people in hospice care, thank you very much for what you do. You guys do a thankless job. So that is before we disagree on sports. I just want to make sure you say that and that I said that. And good luck shopping. We're going to answer you here in a second, okay?
I stopped.
All right. Have a good one, okay, Miranda? We appreciate
you. Just an aisle four hanging out.
I totally am empathetic to Browns fans who feel that way because I think it's easier if it's all about Deshaun. It's not. All right, Deshaun didn't trade for himself. He didn't hand himself $230 million contract. He didn't control the messaging around him entirely. Like, yes, there are things. And if you want to say Deshaun, the leader's still not where you want, I get it. I don't understand Deshaun's a problem after yesterday's game. I understood it 3 weeks ago. I understood it all offseason long. I don't think Deshaun is anywhere close to the problem on offense. He is a part of it. But I don't think he is the problem. 216-474-0092. Did Deshaun have a good game on Sunday? Do you agree with what our last caller had to say? Again, hospice care workers, you guys are angels. Keep doing what you're doing. More to come on 92.3 The Fan. You know, we just had a great call. And I think the point of, Miranda, thank you for the save. I'm sorry, Miranda. I really meant what I said about hospice workers. I really did. I just have a bad memory. Time will do that to you. I'm old.
I got really lucky I remembered it.
Yeah, thank you. Seriously, thank you. I would have felt like an a-hole. Now, that's not different from normal, but
in this instance, there are
reasons I don't mind feeling like one, and there are reasons why I do. But I think her point was the idea that this is all cumulative in somehow that the locker room holds it against Deshaun. Here's the thing. I don't think you can outright dismiss the idea that the locker room might be over Deshaun. I think a lot of that, I don't know a lot of that has to do with the actual football of the previous 3 years as much as it does with a sideshow and with some of the drama on social media and Deshaun's own handling of the media. I think that's probably more problematic because I don't know how they could make any sort of informed decision on 5 games of Deshaun last year or 6 games the year before.
No, they couldn't have. We've taken a couple calls and a couple people suggesting that, like, oh, the offensive line, they're not playing well because they don't like Deshaun Watson. And it's like, that's not how this works.
Yeah.
None of this is how this works.
Do you think the Jets love Aaron Rodgers? Do you think, what was it, Tampa Bay? Do you think they apparently they didn't love playing with Tom Brady because he's a bit of a jagaloon?
What a great line by Brady in response to that yesterday.
Kind of a chotch move.
Nah.
Yeah, I like kind that of a baby.
I can't be the guy ripping him saying he didn't say anything hard when Deshaun Watson looked miserable in that Cowboys game to then turn around and be like, oh, I can't believe he got hard with Baker.
Yeah, I can. I can. He looked like a baby. You've got 7 rings. Shut up, Tom. It's not about you. But continue.
I like that now you're the Baker defender. We've switched from 440. It was me, and now it's fully in your court.
I am a Baker bro forever, and let it be said and let it be done. That's what I was going for.
if you don't like Deshaun after that game yesterday, and you think Deshaun was the problem, then you're just never going to like Deshaun. It's fine. And there are people that are like that.
I don't think he played well enough to say that.
Oh, I think he did. And I've been firmly in the camp of he looked fine, not great, but he was not the problem. We've already established there was 4 or 5 other things that were the problem.
I think it was always going to take more than a game to get people on the right side of things. Like, I think Deshaun's going to have to stack 300-yard games with no turnovers or low turnovers and a couple touchdowns before. Like, I don't even think we've scratched the surface on people trying to open up their mind on Deshaun. And I don't think that's a game that does. You lost, and the best play of the game got called.
But if you'd won that game, I think people definitely start to open their mind on it. You didn't win it,
though. Oof. No, here's the thing. Because I think you're thinking about it where you and I are, which from week to week, we're trying to evaluate what do we see from him. Do we see there are people who are coming from this at a, nope, not it.
Well, that was Miranda.
Him.
That was Miranda in a nutshell.
And it's tough for me to say, I can't tell you you're wrong. Because whatever objections you have at this point, it makes total sense.
She
it's just not
she could have looked like Patton Oswalt in the sports radio movie where he like scripts out his takes and then calls up passionately and then like yells. She could have done that. She could have written out her script on Saturday, which she wanted to tell you, and it would have been the same exact thing.
Okay, but
no part of that was changed.
But to how many? But again, that's not like you've said this, and you're right. If you look at the box score, that's going to confirm what you felt about that game. Meaning, if you look at it like I do and say, add a 70-yard touchdown, and all of a sudden Deshaun's at almost 250 yards and two touchdowns, that's the best thing we've seen from him, mm-hmm. even against Vegas, that's confirmation bias. If you look at it and go, well, he didn't crack 200 yards and he had an interception as well, even though you and I both know it was off Amari, it was a perfectly thrown ball, even though you and I both know there was another touchdown out there, like, that's just not the game. Like, I really do think it is going to take at least 2, 3, maybe 4 games before the true people who say, that's not my quarterback, and here's why I think he's the problem. I'm going to continue to go to Ralphie May, which is like the
it's
like,
not a Diet Coke fix.
It's more than a Diet Coke fix.
I start using that in real life scenarios, by the way, now. You should know
it
that.
It totally works for almost.
It just does work.
Like, and most people are like, what are you talking about? Who's Ralphie May? And then we punch them. No, just kidding. do you see what I'm saying? Like, I think for the people who are truly against Deshaun, who just have decided.
They're always going to be against Deshaun, though. That's what I'm trying to tell you, is that on Saturday she could have written out what she was going to say on Monday, and it didn't matter what happened with Deshaun. None of it mattered. She was always going to come in and say that.
216-474-0092. Did yesterday do anything to change your mind on Deshaun? And this is a serious question. I'm not being condescending, which I can occasionally be. I'm not being sarcastic, which I'm almost always being. Do you guys, if you are a staunchly anti-Deshaun, is there something that he can do short of winning a Super Bowl? Like, how many games before you start to be even open to the idea of buying in? We'll take your guys' response there. At Nick Wilson says, at Jay Peterlin as well. And we come back, Daryl Ryder joins us live in studio on 92.3 The Fan.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken
care of. It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
Shop Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.